Hey everybody, this is Chris, and I am Imperfectly Poly. Welcome back to the Imperfectly Poly podcast, where I talk about navigating life as a polyamorous person. This is not intended to be a guide to how to be polyamorous, or how to navigate life with mental health disorders or children, or any of the other things that I'm going to mention along the way. This is just my story, and all I can do is tell it, and hopefully you'll gain a tidbit or two, or maybe you'll laugh at me for my mistakes. But either way, I hope you enjoy. Take care. Hey y'all, this is Chris, and I'm Imperfectly Poly. Today, we've got a little bit of a special topic with perhaps a little special guest sitting over here. We're going to talk about coming out, which is kind of fun because I have multiple coming out stories, and there's some pretty over-the-top ones, unfortunately. So I hope you can get a kick out of this, but without further ado, I want to introduce the special guest, which some of you may know and love. Today on the cast is my wife, Danielle. Say hi, Danielle.
Hi.
We're going to talk about coming out to family and friends and kind of the whole smorgasbord. And so since Danielle and I are here, probably the best place to part is one of the first places we came out really was the girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you had the most direct contact on that initial coming out, so why don't you tell the story there?
Because I had that conversation with the most direct child in our family.
Indeed.
So her and I were driving over to have dinner, and she's sitting in the front seat, and I'm like sweating bullets thinking this kid is gonna have a meltdown. So I start telling her, I'm like, hey, you remember, you know, we had dinner at our house, blah 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 blah, and how would you feel about, you know, just explain the whole thing. And she's like, Mom, I know what poly is.
Oh,
or so I know what polyamory is.
Right.
And I'm like, how do you know what polyamory is? And she's like, I probably know a lot more than you think I know about a lot more things. And of course, she was like, what, 15?
Yeah, that would have been, well, it was early 2020.
Yeah. So she would have been 15 because she's 19 now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, you forget when they're in high school that they have friends with a whole lot of different, you know, information that they're going to give them. And they walk around with tiny computers in their hands all day.
Right.
So, yeah, she basically explained it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool. So we're doing this. And she's cool. So, you know, she's always kind of had the mantra of, if you're happy, I'm happy. And if you're not, like, who's house are we burning down?
Jesus.
You know it's true.
I'm not saying it's not true. Just
so, yeah, she was cool. The younger one, she took a little bit more warming up, I think.
I think it was more to Monty than it was anybody.
Yeah, I mean, for her, she had like, such
you looking at my daddy? What you gonna do?
Right. Right. And M basically looked at it as
bonus parents.
Who's driving me to Publix? She trained Don very quickly, which I think, you know, he fell in love with the girls before me, but especially the dog.
Definitely.
So, you know, she was just like,
oh shit, it's our dogs keep dying off. Are we going to lose him?
He actually likes Penny, so we're okay for now. And also, he is not a good influence on my whole, like, we're not getting a puppy. He is not a good influence, but that's a whole, like, segue. Anyway, before we go down the rabbit trail, no, like, and they are, like, thick as thieves, which is hysterical. And Abs has kind of come out of it, right? She's like, now she does a lot of the same things that you know, Em did before she went out to college. Like, they both will plop in the middle of the bed.
Yeah.
At night when we're going to bed, they will both come and commandeer the couch, which is quite funny.
And now Abby coming out and hanging out with us in the garage and such.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've pretty much, like, I don't want to say that they've, like, figured out how to work it to their advantage, but they have totally learned how to work it to their advantage.
Okay.
Just because, like, you know, my philosophy on kids is that kids can never have too much love or too many people in their corner.
Right. And that's one of the beauties of polyamory in general.
Right. And, you know, unfortunately, the kids do get, like, super attached and all of that. So,
yeah,
you know, that's also something to be mindful of. But, you know, I think we are lucky because, you know, between us and, you know, Dawn, there's 7 kids, but they're all adults.
Yeah.
We've broken the threshold of everybody is over 18. So, you know, we're in that little sweet spot where we don't have to be as mindful, I guess is the right way to put it, because, you know, our kids are whole ass adults with their own opinions, and, you know, they can kind of, now they can kind of pick and choose what they want to be involved with.
Sure.
So that's been, you know, an interesting thing. But yeah, on the whole, like, the kids were easy, and I was so worried about that just because of how, you know, judgmental some of their friends would be.
And so that, you know, you mentioned some things along the way that kind of, you know, reminded me and kind of helped segue into another coming out story. You're talking about, you know, Emma kind of getting the bonus dad out of Dawn, and how they came together so quickly. And I've always found that to be such a wonderful thing. And in hindsight, even more, because she needed the male figure, because that was during the time that I was falling the fuck apart.
Right.
And I talked about that in a previous episode, of course. You know, her being able to have him come in and be there for her through a lot of that time where I had to just survive on my own and pick my own pieces back up was, you know, it's great to look back on and know that she had that. And of course, it's hard to do in the time, but that all kind of segues into my forced coming out. Which was because of all of that, where, you know, once you get arrested and things, the news spreads pretty quickly. And, as part of that news was, oh, Chris is poly. How wonderful. And,
or not.
And so we very quickly, in a very short period of time, lost a lot of good friends, through the judgment that came with that. And that's unfortunate. So,
the funny part about that, though, like, I just had a thought. The funny part about, you know, the friends that we did lose, especially some of the close ones that are also in close proximity, it's interesting to think about it, because we lost a couple of them because the wives in the relationships were the ones that were like, this is weird, or this is bad, or this is whatever. But the husbands were like, whatever.
Oh, absolutely true.
So that, like, that was just kind of like a squirrel moment.
It's because they had the hots for me. Obviously.
I don't know about all of that. I think it's more so like the husbands are like, damn, you can do that. Like,
I think it just comes a lot, you know, call it stereotypical or whatever, but dudes don't give a fuck about things. Like, a lot of the minutia that will drive a woman crazy dudes are just like, okay.
And you any know. Of the women that are listening would know this, because you, your husband comes home, your significant other, partner, whatever, comes home and says, X happened to Y today. And what is the first thing a woman does? She starts asking questions. Well, how did that happen? What, it, you know, we've got all the when, what, why, where, how, everything, right? And my dude comes in with only the one fact. And I'm like, well, did you not ask? And he's like, no, I didn't give a fuck. Like, what? Why?
Like, no.
So this is like kind of that whole like,
Jimmy told off Sarah. That's all I know. What the fuck?
Right. Well, what did he tell her off about?
I don't know. I heard him saying fuck you as I walked by.
What? Well, why? Like, what happened? Like, all of the, you know, y'all know how it is. Like, this is not, you know, any sort of like new neurological breakthrough. But that, I think that kind of is the same thing. Is like, dudes are just like, cool. Okay. You happy? All right, man, let's go watch a movie. Whereas women are like the, oh my God, I couldn't do that.
Oh my God.
Or like, you know, why would you do that? Or whatever. And I'm sitting over here like, shit, if they do the dishes or fold some laundry, like, we got a spare bedroom. Like, you know.
I've been trying.
No, I say that as a joke.
Harumph.
We got to get you squared away first, man.
I guess.
So anyway, like that was, you're 100% right. Like, you know, that old adage of, you know, when the shit hits the fan, you learn who your people are is 150,000% true. So, you know, we lost some friends, you know, and that's perfectly fine. But on the other side of it, you know, we learned who our
the real friends are.
Who our people yep. are.
So we've now talked about, you know, choosing to tell people and being forced to tell people. You can also come out by not telling people, which is what I did to my mom. Because
your poor mom.
My poor mom.
Like, if y'all don't know, like, once Chris turned, like, 25, he started, like, you know, just, if it came
it
up
was
in...
30, actually.
Oh, well, if it came up in context, like, he was telling his mama about it.
Yeah.
Like, good, bad, ugly, uncomfortable, whatever.
Yeah, at 30, it was just, hey, okay, at this point, I'm a full-ass adult, plus a lot, and... I no longer gave a fuck if mom knew, you know, oh yeah, absolutely. Danielle came down and stayed for spring break at my fraternity house. Who gives a fuck? Cause that was 20 years ago now.
Right.
But yeah, I told mom, plenty of other things. There's only a handful of things that are off the table and it's a very small handful.
Lord.
But I haven't told her that. God.
For the record, I didn't say anything.
Oh, she totally said something. It was, I heard it. But yeah, so
are
my
you
poor
hearing
mom.
Things now?
I got to the point where I was just tired of hiding my life, right? Our the polyamorous side and my other relationships had just really become such a big portion of life, and you can only hide it so much. I can say it's interesting. This is our topic we're talking about today because I just had a conversation with Chloe about this yesterday, believe it or not. And, you know, you can only hide so much. And so I just decided to, you know, stop hiding. I didn't have to say all the truth. I just stopped hiding. And so it was talking about, you know, everything that was going on, and she continued to hear these names over and over again. And a lot of times she would hear my name or me say their name and there would be no Danielle in the mention. And she started to kind of put two and two together. So finally, it was basically at the point where something had to be said. And
well, I mean, we took Don and Monty for Christmas.
But that was before we were out.
I know.
We've took them to your damn nana's and she still don't know.
Oh.
Actually, we went up there and done gardening at your nana's. And you and Dawn have went up there by yourselves to nana's.
Yeah.
So if Nana don't know...
We're just going to leave Nana alone.
And Nana's where you learned it from.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
She's the OG.
She's the OG of, like, take charge of your life and be happy. And if you don't like it, change it.
So, I almost hope Nana finds this episode. She'd be like, damn right.
Nana will not find this. I promise you.
I'm going to email her.
I will. Y'all, this might be the last episode of Imperfectly Polly with Chris, because he's gonna be buried in the backyard. Like, and now y'all are all accessories. No, but getting back to your mom, your mama has taken this whole thing like a champ. Like,
oh, yeah. She just rolled right along with it, and she's had Don and Monty have been over, my ex has been over there, she's came down to my ex's house. She's just kind of rolled right along with it all.
Mm-hmm.
And even now that I'm going through the upstart of new relationships, she's aware of it all and is encouraging. So it's wild, honestly.
I'm gonna tell you, it was real weird the other day. I say the other day, like it was maybe a couple weeks ago, when they were coming down or coming through and we're gonna have lunch, and Dawn and I had already made plans.
Yeah.
And I texted her and I was like, sorry, I'm going to miss you. Dawn and I had, you know, plans already made, blah, blah, blah. And like for a minute, it was super weird that I sent that text to your mom. But at the same time, it was like, you know, on some level, that would be something that I would love to do with Nana, because Nana is my person and I would love to be able to.
Yeah.
You know, gush to her about, like, you know, how
your other person.
How well, I mean, just how good life is overall. Like, I hate that she hears, you know, the stuff that you're struggling with and all yeah. of that.
All she can hear is my negative side of things.
Well, and not so necessarily that, but like she worries, like, you know, she worries about you and what we're going through and what you're sure. going through. Cool. So it would be, you know, really lovely to be able to, you know, talk about, you know, the good stuff. And I'm sure she knows. She's smart. She's probably put it all together and just wants to keep living on her coast of denial.
Yeah. But she probably is putting it through her filter of when she did things, you know, the way things were in her day.
Right.
The way things are now, where true. You know, polyamory is becoming more and more common, and you know, in general, everybody knows what it means.
Right. But see, and that's the thing though, is like she's 82 years old. Uh-huh. You know, my fear of losing her for the last couple of years of life that she may have is way more than just, you know, not. And I do drop things about Don. Like I talk about us going to Braves games and,
oh yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. Like he's come up.
Well, she's giving you shit about posting shit.
She is giving me shit. And then, you know, and he's come up with me to pick the girls up or drop them off or whatever. And, you know, she's been fine. Like she absolutely loves cooking for him. She also
she's
loves
seen
that
him more than she's seen me.
She has.
And
yeah.
Over the last couple of years.
Yeah, probably. And, you know, and she just puts that into the boat of, you know, he's helping, you know, pick up the slack, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
You know, and going back to, you know, what you were saying about Emma and him and her having that person. You know, while that was going, I felt like super guilty about that because she, you know, there were a lot of times where it felt like she was closer to Dawn than she was to you.
And she was.
And she was.
Yeah. And I'm man enough to say it, because I was broken, and that's okay. You know, in the end, I mean, it's okay. It has to be okay because it is what it is at this point. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, we went through all of that and, you know, the, both of the girls understand, but like, so tangenting back to the family part. So my brother is a totally different story.
He was jealous.
Shut up.
Hey, there's a story about back when we were in Robbins. He was very jealous of. I'm not even sure I've told you this one.
Probably not, because he didn't know back then.
He knew a couple things.
I'm going to kill you. So anyway, my brother is married, you know, and it was one of those things that right about the time we got like serious with Don and Monty, they had a baby. My brother and his wife, they had a baby, and they were going to be coming down to bring the baby down because he was a COVID baby. They were going to be bringing him down so we could meet him when he was a couple of weeks old. And I was just like, okay, so I knew that they were going to be here. So I bit the bullet and had the conversation with my brother. And the only thing my brother said was, I don't necessarily understand it, but are you happy? And I was like, yeah. And he said, well, he's like, then I'm completely fine. And if that changes, you let me know who I need to bury. Whether
what
it's
is
him,
it with your family whether it's burning him, shit down and burying people?
Because it's what we do.
God damn.
So, you know, he was just like, depending on which one it is. You know. And now, God, him and Don probably talk more than he and I do.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have like so much in common.
Yeah.
And my little dude, you know, it's Uncle Don and Uncle mm-hmm. Topher. Like, and he knows that there's two of them and they both come with Aunt Elle. You know, it's.
And that's the beauty is he's going to be raised in a world where abundant love like we share is mm-hmm. normal.
Well, and you know, and then it's the same kind of thing for him. You know, he's seen Don more mm-hmm. in the last year. Like tonight's his birthday party and Don's going with me.
Yep.
And he's, you know, every time they FaceTime, he's, you know, he asks for both of you. You know, and it's just, it's something that I was super worried about turned out to be something.
Yeah, sometimes it's nothing
really cool
to
watching
actually,
him.
Yeah, there's nothing really to worry about. There's a huge benefit there.
Well, I mean, even our friends' kids, you know, the ones that have stayed around, like, you know, I know the redhead has talked to her son, you know, just making sure that he was comfortable and all of that kind of stuff with, you know, because at the time he was in and out of here all the time.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, his response was essentially the same. He's like, I think it's cool. He's like, you know, I don't know if that would be a relationship style that, you know, I would do, but sure. He's like, they're happy and it's healthy and it's cool. You know, I'm fine.
That sounds really mature for him to say.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing uh-huh. because I'm sure it was, you know, filled with a lot more uhs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Bye, Mom.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, my family is weird. My brother is awesome. We're just going to let Nana die in peace. And after that, like, I don't really care.
Yeah, my extended family is a little more mixed. Of course, as part of the forced coming out that happened, that news spread around. But I guess I really rocked the boat when I showed up to Ryan's wedding with my ex. That was funny. And that was lovely, though, because I had a couple of family members who were just, you know, all in and very much embraced it. And then I had some other family members who not so much, but they didn't like me anyway. So, you know, fuck them. It is what it is. And,
I don't know if they like anybody.
They like some people, you know, everybody has their cup of tea. If their cup of tea is mud to me though, I don't want it. And you know, so be it. And besides, I prefer coffee anyways. So, you know, that was interesting, but you know, sitting there at the table with some of the family and them, you know, getting to know my ex and all of that was really, truly a lovely experience. And it's the kind of sharing of joy that, I think is a wonderful part of our experience in Poly. And, hopefully I get to do it again. We shall see when that day can come. And then also at work, I know I've got some people at work who, accept me. I got a lot of people who don't accept me. I've got, you know, on the positive side, I've got my best friend at work. She's just awesome. I know she at least used to listen to the podcast. She may still. So, shout out if you're listening to me, you know who you are. I really appreciate her for who she is and being accepting. And, you know, she knows all kinds of intimate details. And it's been lovely to be able to, you know, have a closer relationship with someone outside of my normal circle. You know, here on the social side of things. And then, you know, I've got a handful of other, people that I've known for a while that have just been accepting. It's been nice, but there's plenty of people though that, I could think of a story of our secretary actually, who noticed the pictures on the wall and asked some questions and then was just real weird about it. And ever since then, she hasn't really talked to me. And we were fairly close before. And so that one is one that, you know, it stings. And so every time I see her and she's cold, it stings again. And it's unfortunate, but you know, it's life, and it's the kind of thing that I had to be prepared for whenever I was living my life publicly. And so I'm not surprised, and I'm not upset about it or anything, but it just kind of is, right? What about your work?
Well, my work is kind of completely different. Like, we have, you know, a standing policy of celebrating different lifestyles and different walks of life.
Well, a policy of celebrating and actually doing it are two very different
Okay, we things. Have a culture of celebrating it.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, we have quite a few people that I work with that are on, you know, whatever spectrum of the LGBTQ. I know there's more letters, but I don't remember them off the top of my head. And no offense to anyone. It's just I don't know them. And, you know, we have different months of the year that we celebrate different things, and people get asked, you know, to tell their stories and things like that.
Have you told yours yet?
No. This was something that like came through last year, and I didn't know what to do with it. I had to process it for a minute.
Okay.
but you know, and that's the thing, like, I have, you know, two coworkers who I consider friends, that are both poly.
Yeah.
And are actually in the same polycule. So, you know.
Scandalous.
Not at all. Yeah. And, you know, and it was one of those things that I didn't know, because it's not something that they talk about at work, because they're more worried about the rejection part of it.
Right.
And I don't openly talk about it, but I don't openly not.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's the biggest key is live your life.
Right.
Right. It's not like people walk around and are just like, hey, I'm straight. You know, no, right, people right. aren't doing that, right? Or look at me, I'm married. You know, okay, great.
Right.
You know, it's the same with Polly. You don't walk around being like, hey, I've got three girlfriends. Okay, great. You know, but.
Well, I've got six.
If, and it's not, you know, it's not a dick measuring contest at all.
Just being funny.
But it's just like, you know, hey, blah, blah, blah. You know, I went out with Amy last night. And the night before that, I was out with Stan. And, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You just talk about your life. Because otherwise, it's like, what'd you do last night? Nothing.
Right.
And it's not true.
Well, I mean, on that token, like, I mean, these two ladies and I have a standing lunch date at least once a month.
Nice.
And last month, Don came with us.
Ooh.
You know, he came.
Scandalous.
He came because he knows them too.
Are they going to be part of the polycule too now?
No. No.
He's a hoer.
He is not.
I'm the hoer.
You are.
How rude.
Actually, no. Remember, we decided the other day you're not a hoe.
That's
because
right.
They get paid. You're a
hoes
slut.
Hoes get paid.
Anyway.
Slut me
before
out,
we digress too far into the shitstorm. No, and that, and honestly, you know, like I said, my coworkers, they don't talk about it at work. Like, right. I saw one of them at, you know, a munch, and they walked in and I was like, oh my gosh, is that? That is.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how they feel about that. Like, I don't want to, because at the time we were, you know, we weren't really like friend at work. We were more acquaintances. Yeah. And, you know, rule
you
of thumb.
You became really close friends real quick. I see you. You see me. We cool.
Right, right. And it literally took like her getting up and walking over and was like, well, here we are. Let's hug it out.
Yeah.
And that's
gotta...
fine. Like and you know, rule of thumb for me is I'm not going to come up and talk to you if I know you from real life. Like, it's going to have to be you. Because I don't know what your standards are for that kind of thing. I know that in, you know, certain circumstances, we're both there for the same reasons.
I feel like in a public meet and greet kind of thing like that, it's okay to walk up and be like, hey, I see you.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
mean, yeah.
And get that. Don't
get the
walk
awkwardness
around the elephant,
over. Get
right?
The awkwardness over with.
Yeah, the elephant's in the middle of the room.
Right.
Let's fucking get rid of it. And just walk up. And if the two of you agree that this is not something that you want to just exist, cool.
Yeah.
You know, but you're there for the same reasons.
Right. And now she texts me for the tea. She's like, you're more plugged in than I am. What's going on with this?
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But, you know.
So we've kind of come out across the board. I don't think, other than a handful of people in our family, we're not really hidden anywhere.
Mm-mm.
So with all of our various experiences.
Experience.
I like that.
We just made up a word.
Sweet. What's your lesson learned? Number one lesson learned.
I mean, for me, it's the whole, like, be prepared. You know, go through the motions and feel all of the emotions of, you know, what it could potentially be like.
Yeah.
Because it could be good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
You know, I hope for indifferent at the bare minimum. And the word, you know, the best case scenario is, you know, enthusiastic acceptance. So yeah, it's like, if just, you know, if you're gonna take that leap, just know that it can be good, bad, and uncomfortable.
Yeah. If you're ready to come out, be ready to be rejected, unfortunately. But, you know, always hope for the best. I think a big thing for me, the lesson is just be true to yourself. Don't live a lie to half of your people. Don't live these double lives. You know, you do you. But my advice is to not do the double life, because it is so freeing and so just, it's so wonderful to be able to share your joy across the board. with people who you love. And so, yeah, be true to yourself. And also don't come out for bad reasons like I did. Whoops. Yeah. So on that note, any final words? Just say goodbye.
I need coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. We're recording early in the morning and I have not made her coffee yet. How rude of me. So I guess
he's slacking, ladies.
We shall get some coffee and go on about our day. I hope y'all have a good one. I'm Chris.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Imperfectly Polly. We'll see you.